Hi, everybody. Welcome to one of our first community podcasts. I'd like to welcome Mauro.
Hey. I'm Mauro Marinilli.
And Mauro, what team are you on?
I'm in the client team.
Okay, on NAV 2009.
Yes.
Just released.
Yes, exactly.
And what specifically did you work on? I mean, you've been working on this for a long time.
Yeah, it's more than 3 years now that we've been working on the client for this one. It's all built from scratch. I worked on all sorts of things, from the filters you type to the filters, advanced filters, all the things you will see in the client, most of the things like, breadcrumbs and fields and all this basically new, all the goodies into the client. So I was one of the program managers involved in that.
Great. And one of the interesting things that it seems like with NAV 2009 is the UI is really, there's a lot of visual changes, but you've got the issue that a lot of people who use NAV, using it a long time in the day, no keyboard shortcuts and things like that. So how did you balance those two out, and you know, what are you looking for in the future as far as feedback for that?
Exactly, we're getting a lot of feedbacks, and we really want to have more from you, from anybody that uses the client. Because we are refining it, we are adding a lot of new stuff, and of course our objective is to be as good as even better of the old clients for repetitive users, so it's going to be very efficient in terms of keyboarding only, not just mouse. Mm-hmm. Of course for this release we target mostly, I mean we started with the mouse and we have a decent story for keyboard, but we are going to improve a lot on that. So any feedback from you guys and everybody would be great. We are receiving a lot of stuff now. But what I would like to for this release to encourage everybody to explore the new client. So we build things in a way that it's meant to be familiar with Office and Windows users. So if something works in Office, just give it a try also on the new client and explore. Just try something out and maybe you know just tease a little bit the UI and. And if you really got stuck somewhere and you really think, oh, but this thing would be possible to do this. How can I do this? Then try out some documentation. For example, we built this. This is a little thingy. This is kind
How's
of...
How's that work? Board. What do? You spin it around?
Yeah, you spin it around. If you are like, what we call the classic client user, so you're familiar with, I don't know, you want to do like, how do you do the dimensions? Well, in the classic client, so 5.0 and previous, you just have to do Ctrl-Shift-B. Yeah, and you know, if you're a classic client, you know what I'm talking about. And so in the new client, it happens that it's the same, you know, and so forth. So this is kind of a little, just sort of documentation piece, but you find everything online. And in any case, just we have a lots of the forums here. Just reach out to us in any way, and we will listen. We get feedback from constantly every day, a lot of customer feedback, and to improve this product, and especially now this area of keyboarding that I mentioned. Also the other things on the client, we have plenty of things, and please just let us know.
So thinking about balancing the look and feel of Office with the look and feel of NAV 2000, or the synergies there, what were you thinking about? What were the areas of Office that you're really focusing on to sort of have that symmetry between the two, and what were the real tasks that you were really focused on making it really clean so that something could go from an NAV to an Office client real seamlessly?
Well, the first of all, we try to organize it in task-oriented. So basically, if you have something to do, it's your task, so you want to do that. And you want to kind of push the focus of the user just to do that. So we have one of the major changes, even if most of the users will not even notice that, is that we have a UX team and a lot of other people involved in this. We did a lot of usability studies and stuff. Just to make sure that in the old client, for example, you had a lot of floating windows all the time, and that was kind of confusing for users. Now we just try to pop up only the windows you need at the time you need them. So you complete your task and you are back to work. And then you have this action pane, which is something familiar to Office users. So where you have there arranged in a practical way, so the stuff you need the most, all the actions clearly visible to the user, so also in a familiar way with the rest of the Office kind of application. So it blends very well, the new client, with the rest of Office, I would say. Also in terms of functionality, like to export, import data around, that's kind of a... And also we have a Outlook embedded in the homepage. I mean, we try to do... the best we could for this kind of seamless integration with. And we still have a lot of stuff to do, of course, but with your feedback and...
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'm sure the community members would be happy to give you feedback on this and take a look.
Definitely.
And thanks again for your time.
Thanks.
And we'll look forward to seeing more great new UIs as well as some cool keyboard shortcuts. And that spinny thing there, where is that? Is that going to be given out at Convergence? And how would somebody get that?
Yeah, I think so. We should just contact our product management and just... ask. I think this will be available in massive quantity, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And anyway, all this information now this is packaged in a nice way, but it's all available online, of course. So just in a different format, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Well, great, Mauro. Thanks again for taking
Thank
the time,
you.
And looking forward to hearing the feedback from our community members.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.